Test 1-2, beginning the ICANN C Southeastern Europe coordinating meeting. Test 1-2, can you hear me? Test 1-2, check.
I can hear you. The output is fine, but when they talk back, I can't hear them.
Oh, they're not on. I don't have them.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Good morning, and we're just checking if we've got people on the line, but the audio is open, so you've already informally started the meeting, and as you know, this is an informal meeting, and there's not many of us anyway, so I think we can be fairly efficient, but maybe what we can do is just do a very quick roundtable. So I don't know if we know it. I know a lot of us know each other, but maybe we can just do that. I'll start with myself, because there you go, I'm speaking. So I'm Jean-Jacques Serre, I'm the Regional Vice President for Europe at ICANN.
Sandra Hoferichter, the Managing Director of the Eurodig, which is taking place in Sofia this year, and we'll have a Southeastern European roundtable sort of IGF beforehand.
Dusan Stojčević from Serbian Domain Registry, and also participating in organizing this pre-event on Eurodig in Sofia.
Ilya Bezlyankov, working for CORE and here representing the local host in Bulgaria with the pre-event and Eurodig.
I'm Neli Markcheva from Bulgaria and I'm working for CORE Association.
Oh, hi, I'm Anya. I'm a fellow from Bosnia and Herzegovina, a newcomer. I'm a lawyer working for an attorney and also working for Internews as a lecturer on media legal issues.
Hello, I'm Renata De Wolf, and I work in the ICANN Brussels office.
Thank you. Can I just check, Anya, are you on the mailing list for ICANN Southeastern Europe? Are you on the mailing list for ICANN Southeastern Europe? Okay, so we'll make sure to... Okay, well, let's make sure we add you before you go, or we'll take your email address. We'd love to have you join the group. I think this would be, I mean, we've had meetings like this before at ICANN meetings at IGF. I think what we could use today for is just to do, to recap some of the activities that are coming up in the region. So what I was propose is maybe we can start with the, just simply in date order, which is we've got the conference of the Serbian Country Code Registry. So Dusan can give us a heads up, so that's on the 10th and 11th of March. Then we could touch base on Eurodig itself and the SEE roundtable before Eurodig. And Ilya, I think it would be useful if perhaps you could mention the ideas that you have for events in the margins of that afterwards. I don't know if there's anything else we need to think about or any other agenda item you would suggest. Maybe just as a theme to mention, one of the things that I'm conscious of in the region, what I see very often is we have a number of governments in the region that have rejoined the GAC, for instance, or that are becoming active in GAC, but I don't see them to be very, very involved with the community itself, and I think we have a great opportunity to link them up. It might not be true for all countries, and I know, for instance, that Ilya had his GAC representative at the domain name event that he organized in December, and I'm sure for Serbia you have good links. But I know there's a couple of countries where we could do more to make sure that the community and the government are well linked up. So I'm just raising that as something we should think about as we continue to roll out events in the region. Let's make sure that the community includes the government, or that the government knows that the community exists and who they are. But anyway, with that, I'll just pass on to Dusan. Maybe you can say a few words as to where we're at and anything we can help you with the ARIN IDS conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. I think that you mentioned one problem that we are trying to solve in Serbia for, I think, 5 or 6 years. Until now, so one of the solution is this event that we organize yearly. In the start, this was event only for CC community in Serbia, but as one of the makers of policies in Serbia, we try with this event to involve government and regional people, not only CC community, but wider. So everybody who wants to come to Belgrade on March of 10th and 11th will be more than welcome to participate in our event. And in Sofia, when we were on a meeting for organizing a big Eurodig in Sofia, we were talking about how this Belgrade event can be used to do some goods for for this big Eurodig. I think that this can be a kickoff meeting for pre-event for Southeastern Europe event, and we are trying to get agenda with the topics that are selected from organizing committee that I am in this committee, and we will talk about multi-stakeholder model. We will talk about IDNs and other stuff that include internet governance. So this is major, I think.
I think what will be helpful is maybe we should recirculate the agenda to the mailing list, the latest. I'm also hearing that, and I don't know if you've heard yet, but we're 99.9% sure that Mike Zilber, one of the ICANN board members, will join, as well as me, on the day.
Mike Zilber have special links to the region, so he will be there. I know from the last year, but it's now he confirmed to me that he will be. And I forgot to mention that on the first day that this day will be open for everybody. To the wide community in Serbia, we will have one session about JANA transition that is also internet governance.
Thank you, Dusan. Any thoughts, maybe any ideas, any tips on how we can advertise it to more people in the region, anyone? Anyway, I would just encourage you to just forward the agenda and invite to all your various networks and mailing lists, and not just in the region. I'm sure there would be interest more widely.
From the Eurodig website, we might offer for this event and also for future events in the region that we have a calendar of events in the region, which is under the section or under the menu point regional IG initiatives. So it's focused on IG, but I'm sure we can put any event under this calendar. And everybody is interested to promote this event in this calendar should just send the information to the office at eurodig.org, and we put it online. Later on, we will hopefully have the possibility that everybody can edit this calendar by him or herself providing the necessary information. Thank you.
Just one simple operational thing. I was talking with Lorena. Today we will have updates for our site for this event, and after that I will send you the agenda.
Ilya, do you want to maybe... go ahead.
I just want to say some words about the next events that are planned in Bulgaria. The biggest of them will be Eurodig on 4th and 5th of June. Then on 3rd of June is the pre-event, the Southeastern European one. And since we started advertising them in the community, I received information regarding a few more events that are expected to be held the same week. On 3rd of June, also, maybe as an evening event or a dinner, will be organized a meeting of the Bulgarian Domainers, which will be open for everyone. Then on 1st and 2nd of June, two small events in the format of Domain Forum will be hosted in the cities of Ruse and Varna. The city of Ruse is a small town. We expect like 40 people maximum. Varna, let's say 100. Because both events are organized by local companies, they will advertise them, promote them, and they still don't have a name, but they asked me to give the Domain Forum brand for them. Maybe we can do something like Domain Forum on tour.
So it will be focused on sort of domain name business, or will it be broader?
It will be code for domain names, but also the idea of the organizer in Varna is to have a session on internet governance. In Russia, will be more technical. Maybe even the local organizer will be the Russi University. And it started as a joke, but I'm looking more and more to this to call the whole week the Bulgarian Internet Week. Maybe even set up a website promoting different events in different cities.
I think that's a great idea. And we are happy to support with outreach and promotion. If you don't have the website yet, we might put it on the Eurodig website, at least in the calendar. And later on, we can do whatever we want. I wanted to ask if you have heard about the Bulgaria Web Summit, which is taking place on 18th of April.
Yes, I tried to be there. It is a technical meeting. Developers, web designers. I know the organizer. Maybe we can connect with him and also coordinate. But it's completely non-policy, only for developers.
If I can add, because Serena isn't here, in Romania, at the end of February, it will. I think one workshop will be held. I must open my laptop to tell you the exact.
I think she said 23rd of February, 23rd Monday. February.
In Bucharest.
If you want to send me the link or any info, and then I can circulate it by email in the summary of this meeting.
23rd February, this is a workshop that will be organized by one NGO, APTI, if I call it correctly. And the main thing is a multi-stakeholder model.
Oh, cool.
Because they are trying to explain this model to the Romanian people.
Oh, okay.
And I will be there participating. So.
Okay. Please, Sandra, go ahead.
Well, we know each other and about the Southeastern European Roundtable, but the lady on the end of that, I forgot your name, I'm sorry. Anya, is maybe not so aware of all the activities, and I just want to give you a small hint that the deadline for the Southeastern European Roundtable, which is taking place before Eurodig, and the deadline for input to the program will be the 15th of February, which is rather soon. And so in case you are interested, I don't want you to miss that deadline. And our colleague Dusan is managing the mailing list. So if you are interested, then to meet that deadline, you should hurry up. But it's an offer. It's not a. It's an invitation. It's not. Yes.
Anya, I think because you work for an NGO, Anya, or you have links with an NGO, don't you? So you could maybe think about a panel, for instance, and to discuss some issues of particular interest.
Well, yes. Now I have a lot of ideas, so maybe I could email you all. I work for the Internews. Internews is basically an NGO from United States, but for Europe they have offices in Sarajevo, and they are now implementing a 5-year project, so they will be for one more year in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And I started to work for them as an undergraduate student. They really have a lot of projects, and they are very cooperative, so if you are a serious organization, whatever you suggest them, they will be very happy to implement it, I'm sure. So I will maybe give a proposal of it, what you just said to me, and maybe come up with a common project of us or something like that.
Ilya, is there anything that we need to think about for the events in Varna, for instance? Can we help, or is it more just about letting people know that it's going to happen, or are you still looking for speakers or subjects?
For those two events, we are looking for speakers and also for some outreach. But the outreach should be in the region, so the local host will do the outreach. So maybe if I can send a speaker those two cities. I still have to figure out the logistics for the traveling, most likely from Sofia to Varna by plane, then we hire cars and we go. And maybe the event in Russia will need some funding if they can apply to ICANN.
Let me give you a short update on the travel fund issues. We talked briefly already about this issue, and at the moment for the Southeastern European Roundtable, we can expect like 50 participants, which is not bad, but it's definitely not enough. These 50 participants come from a Council of Europe project, they come from ICANN's CROP program. They will be funded from the Eurodic Secretariat. I expect like 15 people from Bulgaria and maybe 10 people which are able to self-finance and come from the region. But I had an idea that maybe it's worthwhile inviting Southeastern European GAC representatives, which are existing but do not participate very active in ICANN, and combine a sort of ICANN outreach with a Southeastern European roundtable. And Thomas Schneider talked to Tarek Kamel on the German evening already, just to give you an update. And I was asked to call Tarek or to speak to him about this. I don't know the details of this discussion yet, but they did, and it seems that there might be a possibility. So I would ask also Jean-Jacques to follow up with me and the Eurodic team on how we can get more people from the region, maybe on ICANN costs, to that event. Because at the moment, we were hoping that we can get something from the IGF Secretariat, but this money is stuck in New York for some reason, I don't know. So we are looking for other possibilities now to get sufficient travel fund, to get a sufficient number of civil society people, business people, which are not able to pay for themselves, to come to the round table and to the Eurodic, of course. This is to be seen in conjunction. Thank you.
Sandra, do you think it would be a good idea to ask the local organizers of the smaller events in Rusa and Varna maybe to fund students or people to go to the Eurodig?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I wonder, Sandra, is the European Commission cited on all this? Is the European Commission, could they maybe give some money, or are they already giving some money?
I'm begging them as well, yes. I'm working with them on the money issue as well. Is that an issue?
No, it's not an issue. It's that they're always talking about capacity building, and they should deliver on that, including on travel funding.
I agree.
So I'll see if I can help you on that as well.
I agree, but with the Commission, with every new staff member, we are start working on the same proposal again and again, and I'm a very good hope that we will succeed this year. I'm just not sure if it will be in time for the Southeastern European Roundtable. That's a pity.
Thank you. So, Ilya, I'll let you speak to the organizers in Varna and Russia to see that. You've already mentioned crop, Sandra. We can see if there's any leftover from crop that we might be able to use or some other part of budget, and then I'll see if I can help you lobby the European Commission to give us back our tax money. frankly. Okay, is there anything else, I mean, on preparations to Eurodig or the roundtable? I mean, you've mentioned the deadlines for the SAE roundtable. The deadlines for Eurodig are finished already, yeah?
For the Eurodig, for the two-day event, we will come up with a proposal for a program rather soon, and this will then be open for comments to the community. And we are going to discuss this rough proposal and agree it among the Eurodig partners tonight. This is one of the purposes of our meeting. And then I hope we will have the proposal out for public comment like 1 or 2 weeks latest, to come up with a final program by beginning of March, mid-March, and then starting to form organizing teams. But please promote that you should have a look at the program if you think the topics you are interested in and where you maybe made a proposal that they are sufficiently reflected. If not, then this is the time to say, oh, I think I would like to have a change here. It's not that we can take all the changes because we cannot accommodate 72 proposals, but we try our best, and I think this also goes into the direction of ICANN, how we incorporate ICANN issues into the program. And so I really invite you to look for this deadline information, if not bilaterally, come via mailing list, and mailing list for Eurodig is on the eurodig.org website. You might be interested in subscribe to that one as well, and will be also published on Twitter and on the website and so on.
Thank you, Sandra. I would volunteer to help, as I've done in the past, for helping on some of the sessions or coordinating sessions. And also, I will pass you to Sandra. For Anya, what I would just say is please do not hesitate to just talk to us informally when you're thinking about what you could propose. Don't feel like you have to prepare a big proposal and then lodge it. You know, you can talk to us informally and then we'll help you put something together. And I cannot stress more that we really would like more civil society participation and presentation. So we'd love to have you and your organization there. So I really encourage you to do that. Dusan, please.
Just to mention that organizing committee for pre-event was selecting 15th of February as a date when we will set all the topics for this event. So you may join also for this pre-Eurodig event, because you are from region.
I don't really have much more, I mean, except maybe just thanks to Dusan for creating the mailing list. I mean, that's been really helpful. We have created a page on the ICANN wiki for the SE Roundtable, but there's a couple of admin things I need to do, but we'll circulate that, because then we can hopefully we can make it open to others so you can edit. That's what I'm checking at the moment. So we can all post information like agendas and things like that, proposals, that sort of thing. I think it'll be a useful addition. Any other thoughts or questions or suggestions? Applause. Yay. Okay. Good. Thank you. So we'll speak by email, and I really look forward to being in Belgrade very soon, and then further in Bulgaria. I think we're going to have a really good time in Sofia. You probably know actually that we signed an MOU with Bulgaria, with the government of Bulgaria. And when I went to the domain name forum in Sofia for 7 hours, I had a bad travel experience. I met a lot of people in the Bulgarian government, and they're really, really interested and keen. I mean, up to the Deputy Prime Minister. So I think we will. It'll be a great week, and that will be a great opportunity to bring the government together with the community, and hopefully make that self-sustaining. I've heard too many examples in the past of the government organizing an internet workshop and then the community learning about it 2 days later. That's silly. So I think we can make it really work, I think, across the whole region. So thank you very much all for your efforts. And thanks very much for coming today. So see you soon.
Thank you.